Hey everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. We're going to talk today about Equipment 101. So we're going to start a series, essentially, and we're going to cover rods, tackle, terminal tackle, reels, line, kind of a lot of the basic type equipment that you're going to want to look for, especially if you're starting out, just getting into it. And today we're going to talk about crankbaits. So we're going to cover, you know, probably three different types of crankbaits, stick baits, minnow baits, just kind of miscellaneous baits. So like hot and tots and some of these off cranks that don't really fall into a category. But we're only going to talk about the ones that we really like. You know, each one of us are going to kind of let you know what our go-to cranks are in those different styles, the colors, and kind of why we like them. So,
well, and I think the thing we want to concentrate on too, this is 101. So what we're talking about here is, for those folks that are just starting out or they're relatively new on it, we're talking about how you can get your arsenal of crankbaits, like you said, Mitch, the ones that have been successful for us. And we've been doing this for a long time. So we've narrowed down what we like. This doesn't mean by any means that there's not other ones out there that work. But if I was new to listening, or so new to getting into the sport of fishing, I would really focus on these baits that we're going to talk about, because they are true baits. I mean, we've used them
proven.
Yeah, they're proven. You're right. Yeah. And it's one of those things where you want to start off an arsenal of baits. I'm talking have about 15 to 20 different crankbaits. Now, that sounds like a lot. Yeah, that's probably around a $100 bill. But over some time, you can get those, because what it's really going to do is give you that advantage when you're out on the water to have a bunch of different applications to be able to get you on the fish and have different things, whether it's a shad bait or whether it's a stick bait or like you mentioned, a hot and tot. But I kind of want to start off, I think we start off with the shad baits that we're talking about, like Berkley Flicker Minnows and Rapala Shad Wraps, great baits. So I think that if I had my go-to shad-type bait, and the reason they're called a shad bait is because they're a little wider on the top. They look like a shad. They're similar shape to a shad. They come in a bunch of different sizes. So don't get overwhelmed with the different sizes. When we're talking shad baits, you're going to look at basically two sizes, I think, is to start out. For me anyway, and I think you guys would agree, that if you're looking for a number or a size, it's a number 5 or a number 7. That represents how big the bait is. Number 5 is a little bit smaller. Number 7 is a little bit bigger. And you're going to use them at different times. Different fish sometimes react better to a bigger bait. But you want to make sure, if I had to go get only shad baits right now, if I had one choice, well, there's going to be two of them. But if I had one choice, I'm going to go with the Berkley Flicker Shad. And I'm going to go with 5s and 7s. And what do you think on that, Josh?
No, I agree completely. And I think, just to step back for a second, the reason we're telling you crankbaits and the reason we're starting off with crankbaits, because of course we could start out with jigs, which most people think are the most versatile, productive bait you can have fishing. Crankbaits and jigs are probably the two biggest, I would say, as far as, you know, if you have two baits on you, two different types of baits, those are the two. And with crankbaits, you can use them for both shore and boat, and they work the same. And so I think that's important to know that, hey, listen, we're not telling you something that you have to have a boat to do. You grab these and you can use them anywhere.
Yeah, it's a versatile bait.
Absolutely. Absolutely, in any style. You know, some of them dive deeper than others, but still you can still use them. And we all have caught a ton of fish, both shore and boat, from both. But I would say definitely my favorite bait, and it has been since they came out and discontinued them and then started making them again and then they became real popular, was the Berkley Flicker Shad. You know, I can remember when I first bought them. I think, Brad, you and I ended up in Nebraska at the original Cabela's.
Yeah, up in Sydney. Yeah, I remember
Sydney,
that.
We drove all the way up from Denver. And, you know, I remember we walked in, and that's when they discontinued them. And they had them on sale, and they were, what, 99 cents or a buck something, like a buck five or something.
They were cheap.
They were so cheap. And we bought, I don't know, I think I bought 50 for 50 bucks, you know, or $60 or whatever it was. And I thought, well, you know what, if these suck, I got a ton of them, and if we lose them, it's no big deal, right? And you know what, they've been my go-to bait for the last, I don't know, 10 years, you think? Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, when me and Mitch started fishing the tournament series, and even before that, I'm not knocking Rapala, they're shad wraps. They are a good bait.
Right.
But they're so similar to that Berkley Flicker Shad that, I'll be honest, I don't run a whole lot of them. And that's what we used to predominantly run.
Us too.
But the problem is price cost.
Absolutely.
You're getting the same quality crankbait. And if you're a Rapala guy, by all means, buy up the Shad Wraps, because they are, I am not knocking them, they are a great bait.
They are.
But you're talking $6.99 to $8.99 for wherever you're getting them for a Rapala and Shad Wrap. And you're talking, you can get these $3.99
yeah.
sometimes on sale.
Yeah, sometimes even less.
Sometimes even less, but I'm going to say generally at around $4.
About $4.
For a Flicker Shad, for that Berkeley Flicker Shad. And I'm telling you, that the dive curve, if you're using the trolling Bible and you're trolling these baits,
right.
it's almost identical to the to the Rapala. I mean, they really are.
Yeah. But the bonus you also get with the Berkeley Flicker Shad is you get the rattles, you get the sound,
uh-huh.
and you get a plastic bait versus a
wood
bait.
Balsa,
yeah. You know? And so. You know,
stand up over time.
Yeah,
I mean, I've had some of these Berkeley Flicker Shads since we went there in Sydney, and that was years ago, and I still am running them.
Right. So, I definitely would say Berkeley and the new Berkeley Flicker Minnow has been almost as productive for me.
Yeah.
You know, I still love the original Rapala.
I do.
The originals still just are that subtle springtime summer bait that is just amazing, and. You know, and there's others that I like that we'll go into in a minute. But, you know, as far as comparing the two brands, because I think those are two of the most popular, and I like the Storm Smash Shads, you know.
Again, a higher price point.
A little bit higher price point, but not much.
Kind of in the middle.
Kind of in the middle. But, you know, a solid bait that runs well, is tuned well right out of the box. And, man, I've had some real success on those Smash Shads. And... To add one more to the mix, and this one's a little bit off, a little bit different shape, but Kevin Van Dam's Strike King Walleye Series, you know, they have that Walleye Series...
that's a little cheaper.
...bait, and it's a little cheaper. Comes in some kind of little bit different colors, and but, man, the last couple years, I have done really well on that, you know, kind of size 7-ish... Strike King Walleye Series.
So, but okay, Mitch, I'm gonna bring this to you. You've heard us talk about four different baits. If you only had one to go spend your $100 on a shad bait, what would that be?
Berkeley Flicker Shad.
Yeah.
And you know, and I'm right there too. Rapala. My whole life I've used shad wraps. They're great.
Strike Kings are great baits. I'm not knocking them.
No. Yeah.
But I am trying to just really buckle it down to if I had to buy one. If I could only go one. If I could call a store and say, they said, okay, what do you want? I'm only ordering you one brand, but what do you want?
Right.
To me, it would be the Berkeley Flicker Shad.
Yeah. If I walk in with $20 and I need crankbaits, I'm going to buy, you know, four Flicker Shads.
Yeah. So what? Okay. Yeah. So I think we're all in agreement on that. The other ones, if you're a Strike King guy or a Rapala guy, by all means.
Cotton Cordell, for that matter.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. All of us have had success with the Wally Divers.
Sure. Yeah, and they're all great baits. We're not knocking them. We're trying to narrow it down to if you're just starting out and you want something you know that's going to be productive, that'll be productive.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to also, because you walk into the fishing aisle, and now you're there and you're looking at all these Berkeley Flicker Shads 5s and 7s. Oh, my God. They got some great color schemes.
They're to catch fishermen.
Yeah, and they will catch fishermen. And they've caught me. I've spent way more than I probably need to. But I find myself probably going to the same three colors predominantly most of the time. There's probably really five, but I would say three. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I had to really knock it down.
Yeah.
And I want to see if my three are the same as yours. What would be your top one? If we're talking Berkeley Flicker Shad,
Berkeley Flicker Shad, my top one is, and I've heard several different names for this. I've heard it called Mouse. I've heard it called Ghost. I've heard it called Original. I like the white Berkeley Flicker Shad, size 7, that looks like the shad with the shad dot on it. Whatever.
It's all
name.
White. There's no.
Well, gray. It's kind of called white. It's just gray. It's kind of like.
It's gray with
silver.
A little bit of black on top of the black dot.
Yep.
Yeah.
It looks like the shad exactly, but it's, you know, and I've heard it called several different things, but I think it's officially their white one, but that is by far and away my most productive go to. That is the first bait to go on, and if we're not catching fish, that is the last one to come off. I am the most stubborn on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I can tell you that one made me and Mitch's top three.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's almost white gray with a black stripe on top. I can't remember the name of it either, but it has a black dot. It's the only one that I remember that has the black dot on it. I mean, it looks just like a Shad, and it runs so good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't. Here's the thing. That's definitely made my top three, but I don't know if it's my number one.
Really?
What yeah.
Would be your number one? It's not my number one.
Mm, really? What's your number one?
No. Fire Tiger.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I forgot that. You guys
yeah. I know.
I am not the biggest Fire Tiger fan.
Yeah, but I would say, so if you're going to go out and buy some, I would buy the one that replicates a Shad with the dot on it. You, I've seen you run the Fire Tiger. You run it.
I do, but I don't. It might not even make my top four. I mean, that may be on my second round. So
it'd make your top five.
Well, it depends on water color, too.
It's my first one going
in. Yeah, but we're talking about just in general, what to have in your box.
No, I understand.
When to select them is a different time.
Well, that's true, but I would say if I'm going to, like, if I have ideal water conditions and, you know, it's a nice day and all that other stuff and I don't need the bright flash.
He's qualifying it.
We're
talking about...
Okay, if I'm in the aisle, it doesn't make my first round.
It doesn't make your first round. It makes my first round. It's probably right there at the top. So those two that me and Mitch would agree on. And here's my other one. Here's my top three. Mm-hmm. The Shad one with the dot I'm talking about. Fire Tiger. But I love the Blue Fire Tiger.
The Blue Fire Tiger it makes my top three.
Okay. So, we can say, because I heard you say...
Blue Tiger.
It's got the stripes on it like the Fire Tiger, absolutely. But it's blue. I mean, it's very distinct. You're not going to... There's no mistaking it.
Absolutely.
So, we're thinking, because I heard you say it, that Fire Tiger hit four. So, we're going to say four for you. We already said it. So, let's see if your three are your top. Let's see if your top three is maybe our four. What's your next one?
Silver and black.
That's it. Yep. That's it.
You have
natural Shad.
Just the silver with the black back. I put on the natural and I put on the silver and black. Mm-hmm. Those are my first two. And it, for me, I rotate between either Flicker Minnow or Flicker Shad, but those are the top two colors that go on. Mm-hmm. And you know, I have to say, the Blue Tiger will go next, and for four, something with purple.
Yeah, and purple's and that probably our five.
Taken over the Fire Tiger for me. I think Uncle Rico, or just the purple, just that straight purple back. You know, I think that is. I don't know. Just in the years that has come up.
No, I got you. And so that's it's funny because we fish with you probably only half a dozen times a year. I mean, we get out on the water a lot of times. We're in separate boats,
right?
And it's funny because although our five are maybe not categorized the same, all five are exactly the same.
Right.
It's funny.
It might be in different orders.
Different orders, but that's funny because. Folks, we haven't talked about this.
No.
Those top five. This is the first time. So, because it was kind of a surprise that out of all of them out there, we have the exact same five.
Exact same five.
Just different order.
Different order.
So, if you're going to, now you got five to choose from.
Yeah.
So let's move on to stick baits. What we're talking about stick baits, long, skinny baits, they don't dive very deep, right? The ones with the real small bill, they'll probably dive 2 to 6 feet, however you're running them.
They come in much different sizes.
Yep.
Anywhere from size...
7 to 13.
Sure, yep.
We run a lot of those. We're running in the 9 to 11s.
Yeah.
Yep.
12s.
Or 13s.
Husky jerks. Yep. Mm-hmm. Husky jerk's a little different animal because it does dive a little bit deeper, but let's focus on...
Biggest fish you ever got on a husky jerk. You better be careful when you answer this because it was recently.
I don't remember.
Well, you should.
Is that what you got in Michigan?
That monster.
That wasn't my biggest fish. That wasn't my biggest fish ever.
No, biggest fish on a husky jerk.
Oh, biggest fish on a husky
jerk. Because that was on that golden black husky jerk.
That's right. It was a 10-pounder. It was a nice one. Yeah, I'm not gonna say that wasn't nice.
that was a big fish.
So
we ran it until the pink came off. Because we got that one fish on it.
I know. So now we're on to stick baits. I think let's talk about our top three. And I have two that are our go-to. Two of them are the same brand, and then the third one.
Okay.
So Rapala has my top two. A Rapala Original and the Husky Jerk are my two favorites. A little bit different water. The Husky Jerk's going to dive a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
So you could run that in the deeper water column. And, of course, the Original is going to run that 2 to 6 feet in there. Depends on, especially if you split shot, if there's some weeds and stuff. But we'll get into all that later. And then Smithwick Road.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's yours?
Smithwick Rogue's number one. Okay. I love the, it's got a bigger wobble, a bigger, I just, that, the, and I think it's part of the Super Rogue series where you have the, where you have the black back, the silver, and the orange belly. The orange
that belly is my number one Rogue.
Yeah, that, that is
one right there. And key. The blue and silver.
And the blue and silver is blue good, and too. Silver. And I've even used them with the deep diving Rogue, with the big bill that goes, I don't know, man, it's got to go 15 feet.
Yeah. I think it goes 13. More. 13 to 15 is, I think it's diving.
And, man, I'll tell you what, if I don't want to throw lead on with the one that doesn't dive as deep, I put that one on with the mono, and, oh, just...
Now, all these three stick baits we're talking about, they're spendy.
They are a little more spendy, and we generally focus around that size 11. That's more or less the size.
A good average, yeah. And typically spring and fall is the best time to when they're going to work the best.
What are your three? So I've said my three.
Yeah, I'm pretty much right there too. Husky jerk for me. That's
number one.
Number one. Yep, and I go 12, especially in the fall here coming up. That's what I will be throwing.
But if you had an 11, control. You wouldn't hesitate.
No, not at all. Yeah. I'm throwing a 5 in the fall. I'm still gonna fish.
Right.
but I like it because of the rattles. Mm-hmm. You know, husky jerks have great rattles.
God, they run true.
They're suspending, so if you are casting from shore or even from the boat, you know, cast shorelines at night from the boat, that works too. Right. But I love those suspending baits. You know, the Rogues do the same thing.
Tell them what a suspended bait is.
Well, a suspended bait's gonna dive to its max depth, or, as you crank it down, and when you stop reeling, it's gonna sit there.
It's right in front of
basically
face.
Neutrally buoyant. Mm-hmm. There's even some baits are almost perfect right out of the box. Others, they're suspending baits, but they'll slowly rise up. Yeah. They even sell little sticker magnets, or it's dots, lead actually, dots, lead dots. That you can put on the bottom of those cranks or on the side, wherever.
The side kind of screws up the action. It's better to put them on the bottom, right next to the treble.
But you can really dial in that suspending, so it's just sitting there. And a lot of times, especially at night and in shallows, hang on, because they're going to smash it. So, Husky Jerk by far, number one.
What color? Or just natural?
No.
I'm getting
glass perch.
That's true. Oh, yeah, that's right. You do like that.
I love that glass perch.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
So it's the green perch color, but it's almost see-through. Almost see-through.
I that is what I do like about the Rapala baits, the glass
series.
Yeah. The glass blue and the shad wrap is great. Down the line, but I love the original Rapala. You bet. It's the best.
So I think we can all agree that the top three for us are the Husky Jerk, the original, and the Rogue.
And I would say, and for me, colors, I would say that the Rogue I described with the orange belly,
they're just so close. That silver black.
The other Rogue color I like really well has worked well is the Clown. With the kind of greenish yellow back, the red head.
I know what you're talking about.
Man, that one, I've
done better with that trolling though, not casting. I don't know why.
Yeah, I've done better with the trolling than casting too, but there are some days where it is just, I don't know, it's just unreal. They just seem to love that color. And then in the originals, silver and black is amazing, but the chartreuse back original. Especially if you're from shore, and like you said, Mitch, if you put a split shot above it and it kind of makes it suspend a little or a real slow raise, you could see that chartreuse coming in a long ways away, and there is nothing like watching that chartreuse just vanish.
Just disappear.
It'll be a full one count before you feel it in the rod, but that sucker's gone, and you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop, Oh, that is awesome.
So we've went over those. Now, we're starting to get towards the end of our podcast, but I think we need to talk about, we talked that we're going to have some miscellaneous baits. Now, there's some great ones out there for catching smallmouth. I mean, just great baits. And what's your DD?
DT6.
No, I said DD. DT. DT6.
DT6.
My God. I have fished those forever, and they are great for smallmouth.
Hey, I'll tell you what. They're great for walleye.
They are?
Here's something a guy told me years ago. Was sometimes, the fish, and especially a lot of our lakes, they get a lot of pressure. Yep. A lot of people trolling.
Yep.
Guess what? A lot of people pulling the same crankbaits.
Yep.
So sometimes, what his point was, is sometimes when a new bait hits the market, it's different, and it can give off a different vibration. It's going to, you know, feel different to the fish. It might, the rattles are different. Mm-hmm. The colors could be different.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's different. And he said sometimes, you know, for the next year or two, that could be the hot bait because, you know, whatever it is, it's different for the fish. They get so conditioned to those same baits. I think that was kind of the key when I started getting into these DT6s. Right. And there's DT8s and stuff, but the DT6 is working great. 100 feet behind the board, and again, I think it's just a
different... Oh, I tell you what, I love riding behind a board, but I'm telling you, casting those from shore,
sure.
Oh, up to structure for smallies, hold on. Because that is a good day on the water, standing there shore and pitching those bad boys out.
And I'll give you two more baits.
And what color before we move off on that?
Fire tiger.
I here's the thing. I like the bright baits, the fire tiger, the all yellow with the little black stripe on the back, because I like it because that's my smallmouth bait. Now, I've caught walleye trolling them, but I like the bright baits for pitching for those smallies or casting for those smallies. Okay, your other two.
So the two that I would use, one being a smallmouth, the Berkeley Cutter 110.
Oh,
the suspending 110, the jerk bait, early spring. Letting that bad boy sit there for 15, 20 seconds, and that's those smallmouth just pluck it. Just, oh my gosh.
I forgot about the cutter, but you're right. So that's got to fall in the miscellaneous baits because they are a great bait, that Berkeley cutter.
Yep, and then the Berkeley Flicker Shad is a great bait to cast and troll, but they came out with those bad shads, and the Berkeley bad shad now is a little bit fatter, a little bit, you know, it kind of has the same profile, but it's a little more meat to it, and... Wow. I mean, casting those, just ripping them through weed tops or whatever has just been awesome.
And I really think that we need to make mention of two other ones that used to be pretty hot on the market. And it's a couple baits that we end up putting out when the bite's tough, and sometimes they do the trick. And the first one's a Hot and Tot.
Hot and Tot.
Hot and Tot.
Reef Runner.
Yep, I was just going to say Reef Runners and Hot and Tots. Now, the color selection on that, I really, it's going to be the same scheme, but it seems like when I'm running those Reef Runners, they have so many different color schemes. I really like the clown, and I don't know why, because I've caught a lot of fish on it probably.
See, I'm partial to the Deep Little Ripper, and the, it's the perch, but it's the, like, almost like the chrome perch, the orangish brown.
Yeah, I know perch. Which one you're talking about.
Oh, well, when we were in Michigan. I mean, we, by the end of our last day there, we were running, I think every one of our rods had one of those.
It's like a perch pattern over the top of chrome.
It is.
Well, orange, yeah, that orangish-brown chrome look. Yeah. And, man, that has just been a solid color for several years. You know, and Reef Runners, though, are kind of difficult to run because they come out of tune. And
if they come out of tune
and they swipe across your lines and you got big issues.
Because they're a deep diving bait. Yeah. That's not one you want to cast from shore.
No, absolutely not. That is definitely a trolling bait. Yeah. But it is a fish-producing maniac. Sometimes when nothing else is working, you know, those deep little rippers are just amazing. So.
Yeah. Okay, to wrap it up, let's do this. So you had $100 and you got your crankbait. That's great. Okay, so. Say you got $10, you only get one crankbait. Josh, what's it gonna be?
Berkeley Flicker Shad, original.
What size?
The seven.
Your ghost.
Absolutely.
I think it is ghost.
I think it is.
I think it is, but it's got the black dot on it. Yeah, I mean, it looks just like a shad.
Yeah, it looks just like a shad. But the size seven. If I had to run any size, if you told me I could only use one side, it'd be size seven.
So if you had $10, you could actually get two.
Yeah.
So if you had a five spot, if you had a five,
you got two. Brad, you've only got $5. What do you got?
I got $5. It's pretty easy. I'm going to go with the number 5, Berkeley Flicker Shad Fire Tiger.
Oh, he just stole yours.
Nope.
All right, what are you going to do?
$5.
I'll take the same as him, but make it a number 7.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks for joining us on All Eyes on Fishy. This is Fishing 101. We're going to go over a lot of stuff over the next several podcasts regarding 101. It really is to try to get you out there, and if you just have a few bucks to spend, get your biggest bang for your buck.
Start those Christmas lists.
That's right. And so in the future, we're going to talk about, like Mitch said, terminal tackle, rods, line, all kinds of things. So make sure you're following us over forever, as far as we're concerned. But over the next ones, if you really want to start putting your tackle box together and saving some money, because for a few hundred dollars total, you can get some really good rods, get really good line, good reels, the terminal tackle you need, and just some general fishing gear that's really going to put you on the fish. So,
absolutely.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.